As America confronts the opioid crisis, environmental scientists are warning about a related problem. Chemicals from painkillers and other drugs often end up in lakes and rivers, creating what some scientists say could be a deadly cocktail for fish and other wildlife. Great Lakes Today's Angelica Morrison reports.
The war on drugs has moved from households to the outdoors.
What we use in our everyday lives goes down the drain and ends up somewhere. It just does.
That's Emma Rosie, an expert in aquatic ecosystems for the Cary Institute. It's a research group located north of New York City. Her team studies a long trail of chemicals from opioids, antidepressants, and even illicit drugs like cocaine. They get into the ecosystem through human urine and feces, and sometimes unused medications get flushed down toilets and drains. From there, they eventually reach streams, lakes, and rivers.
Anything that people are using in their everyday lives. And so when we think about the opioid crisis, which is has a huge impact on people's lives, there's another side of it, which is that those drugs that people use are ending up in their waste stream and getting out into the environment as well, with unknown ecological consequences.
It's a problem across the Great Lakes region. Researchers have found caffeine in waters in Northwest Ohio and nicotine in Lake Michigan. Pharmaceuticals, personal care products, along with other compounds, have been found in the Calumet River in Illinois and the Fox River in Wisconsin. In the Niagara River, which leads to Niagara Falls, elevated levels of antidepressants were found in fish brains. Alicia Perez Fuente Taha is one of the researchers who worked on the project. She's from the Great Lakes Center at Buffalo State College. She says these chemicals are designed to affect human behavior, and fish could be affected as well.
People ask me, oh, are they happy? It's like, no, I don't think antidepressants make people happy either. I think the people don't care so much about things, and that's exactly what they do to fish.
Perez Fuente Taha says fish could become less aware of the risks around them and therefore expose themselves to dangers. They could also become disinterested in reproducing or eating.
And they're exposed to this cocktail 24/7. So a person can be on or off their medications. The fish are always on.
Now, Rosie's research has a different aim. It shows that compounds from amphetamines and other biologically active drugs could cause aquatic insects to emerge sooner, giving them an extended life cycle. Keeping these compounds out of the environment has become a priority for some communities. In the Buffalo area, for example, there are dozens of drop-off sites for unused drugs. They're taken to a central facility, and there, machines grab large barrels of discarded drugs, which are then burned and used for energy. County Health Commissioner Gail Burstein says this process helps keep Lake Erie and other waterways clean and clear.
This is trying to be as green as possible and to help prevent these drugs getting into our water system or getting into our soil and then leaching out into the water system. And as you know, that water treatment plants, their filtration system cannot rid us of all the pharmaceuticals that are flushed down the drain or flushed down the toilets.
Burstein says these drop-off sites allow anyone to help keep drugs out of the Great Lakes ecosystem. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.